This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Greeley Downtown Development Authority is planning a series of improvements to the downtown area based upon the results of a study conducted earlier this year. Here now to talk about this is Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So it seems the Greeley DDA is looking at making rather a lot of changes to the downtown area. What's the ultimate goal of this plan?
Well, Erin, the downtown Greeley area has seen some hard times, and Greeley as a whole is weighed down by some negative stigma. And the DDA wants to bring business and vitality back to the downtown area, attract residents from all around the city, the University of Northern Colorado, and throughout the Northern Colorado region. They plan on doing some extensive marketing to get the message out that Greeley is poised for change and that residents and visitors alike are going to appreciate that change.
So what are some of the specific steps the DDA will take to bring about all this change?
Well, first on the list is attracting more businesses to the area through a variety of financial support initiatives. Think of these as public-private partnerships. And one of the ideas is to create a lease relief program that would allow tenants to pay lower rents when they first begin their business, with a provision that they repay any forgiven or reduced rent later in their lease. The DDA is also looking at putting together a revolving loan fund that could provide low-interest, flexible-rate loans to new businesses or to existing businesses that want to expand their offerings.
Sounds good. So what kind of businesses is the DDA trying to attract?
Well, mostly small, locally owned companies. They want business owners with a proven track record and a history of success. One strategy that they're using is finding owners of retail and restaurants in other cities and asking them if they'd be interested in opening a second location. The DDA is very interested in the independent business owner. They have said, though, that chains and franchises are obviously not out of the question. In fact, a major hotel chain is currently looking at the possibility of locating in downtown Greeley as we speak.
Well, now, you mentioned earlier the incorporation of UNC into the plan. What capacity will the university serve?
Well, UNC has more than 12,000 students, and national research shows that the average college student spends up to $360 per month in discretionary income. Add that to the $100 million in payroll generated by UNC faculty and staff, and there's a huge potential market for downtown business owners because the UNC campus backs right up to the DDA boundary. According to Pam Bricker, who is the executive director at the DDA, the students want to embrace downtown, and downtown wants to embrace the students. It's a two-way street, and the DDA wants to capitalize on that by offering downtown amenities that would interest college students, whether it be nightlife, dining, entertainment, or retail.
Heavy on the nightlife, perhaps. Okay, so dining, shopping, hotels are all being taken into consideration with this plan. What about a residential aspect?
The trend all over Northern Colorado is toward multifamily housing, and the DDA is taking that into consideration. They would love to include multifamily developments downtown because residents who obviously live nearby are going to be the most frequent shoppers in the downtown area. So part of the plan is to attract people from other parts of Northern Colorado. But according to Pam Bricker, it is vital that they offer an attractive housing option in close proximity to downtown.
Right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. You can read more in tomorrow's edition.